Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Another Friday. This is Pastor Margaret Lee. And I say greetings to you, my brothers and my sisters, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a beautiful day. But this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, because our Father designed it and made everything that we need, prepared everything we need for this day, his mercy, his grace, wisdom, hallelujah, knowledge and understanding. We will be exploring more and more and walking in this earth as sons of God, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Well, this is Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries Tea Time with Jesus and Me. I am out of town. I don't have my tea, but I have a little hot water. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the purpose is just to encourage us to break away and focus in on Jesus. Amen. Just focus in and think of the goodness in the middle of a rush time in the mornings and our hustle and our bustle, just to stop and say, you know, I want to spend some time with my Father. He said, if you seek me and you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. So the closer that we get to him, and how do we do it? We make sacrifices. Relationships makes the difference. Relationship, building a relationship with your Father. Hallelujah. So you just kick up your heels, have a little tea, and then it's just Jesus with me. Hallelujah. Jesus and I spending some time together, quality time. We do everything else. Why can't we spend a few moments in our busy schedule just meditating on him, reading his word, just speaking to him, just saying nothing and allowing him to speak to us? Relationships makes the difference. And what a wonderful privilege it is to build a strong relationship with our God. Now, you're going to hear me from time to time, and I'm going to be using his Hebrew name more and more, because that is his name. I said, well, it dropped in my spirit. What did the angel tell his mother that his name would be? When he said, as you call him, Jesus said to his disciples, in my name. What was the name? English did not come about until 409 or 438, something as we know it to be English. And some say, well, it doesn't matter what you call him. Well, you can't call me. My name is Margaret. So if you want a response from me, you need to call me Margaret. Yet God in his mercy has responded to us when we call his name Jesus. Amen. But I just decided I wanted to use the name that he said, in my name. His disciples didn't understand it to be Jesus. They understood it, as far as I'm understanding, is Yeshua. So I thank the Lord for that. Don't want to bring about confusion. Just want you to know, when you hear it, that is why I say it. I'm learning to use his name more and more. Praise the Lord. And if you're satisfied with using Jesus, by all means. And I'm here to tell you, it has truly worked for me. But I just wanted to know what name that he said, in my name, in my name, you should ask the Father, and he shall grant it. And his name, Yeshua. Well, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. The other thing that we're encouraging is to grab a scripture and meditate on that scripture. We get so busy and allow so many things to come into our way. If we just take a scripture, some like the 23rd Psalm, whatever it is, and whatever he leads you, and just meditate on that word. Think of the love of Yeshua that he has for you and he had for you. Think about it. He's still interceding on your behalf. He gave his life for you and for me. He gave us power, glory to God, to walk right, talk right, to live in this earth as ambassadors from the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. Our calling, our standard is much, much higher. Glory. Our standard of living is higher. And we must walk in the authority that he's given us, and we walk in it, directed and under the authority of heaven and not of earth. Glory to God. We can do mighty things when we walk according to the will and the way and the purpose and the principles and statute of our God. Glory, hallelujah. So many people in Jesus' days thought he was going to be a mighty warrior as King David. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He walked, but he showed us how to walk as kingdom people in this earth realm. You are a spirit housed in a body, governed by the Almighty God. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He dwells in you. You are his dwelling place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the world see us, they should see him. We are the reflectors of our Father in this earth. We don't have to hold on to bad attitudes, bad tempers, and we don't have to hold on. When we were born again, we had the nature of Christ in us. So the scripture says, behold, all things became new. I am a new creation. Hallelujah. Take authority. He has cleansed me from all unrighteousness so that I don't waver. But you can't allow yourself, because you have the authority to allow yourself to wallow in your old man. But said that he has cleansed us. Yes, we grow in grace. We learn his principles. Yes, we will make mistakes, but our purpose is to walk in full authority and as a child of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, your walk, your talk. Hallelujah. You hear your Father's voice. He said, my sheep know my voice, and another will not follow. Temptation come, he'll say, hold your tongue. Hey, hold it. But God, you say, hold it. I'll fight your battles. People are calling me a fool. I don't want, hold your tongue. Watch your God. But now you need to be right. You can't expect God to fight battles that you have started and it was evil. No. But innocent. He allows us and gives us the strength to endure so that we will learn that our God who will defend, it builds your faith and your confidence in him so you can walk mightily and do that he has called you to do before the foundation of the world. We get so hung up and caught up in our plans, what we need to do, and God is, oh, by the way, he becomes optional. God will not be optional in your life. He will not, you fooling yourself. He loves us without a shadow of a doubt. He loves us. We are as the apple of his eye. Can you believe that? The apple of his eye. He cares for you. Oh, every area, there's not one area in your life that he's not concerned with. He is concerned. Alone, wholeness, peace that passes all understanding. You're whole, complete in him, in his shalom, his peace. Hallelujah. And one day we'll talk about that word shalom. It's a big word. As faith is. Faith, when we people say, and the scripture is right, but we still don't understand what it means. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence things not seen. Faith, simple trust in God. Mm-hmm. People say, oh, you got to have faith. Faith in what? Where? You need to know your God, and he allows you. He allows things to happen. And you, when you find that you've gone, he's given you the strength to go through, and you, it builds your confidence in him. That look what God did. Nobody did that but God. And he did it for me. Become stronger and stronger. Hope, believe, trust, confidence in the Almighty God. And there's a Hebrew word for faith. It means wait. When the pressure, hallelujah, gets tough and grinding, you can still say, my hope is in my God. Hallelujah. I will wait on him until my change comes. I know him, and I know I can trust him, and I know that I can wait on it. My faith, that is the strongest word for faith, is wait on the Lord. And then you'll be of good courage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you have to grow to it. You can't come out of the gate having that kind of faith. But you grow in it. Hallelujah. And you become a mighty warrior for your God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He's good. We can trust him. Noah waited 120 years. Joseph, 20 years. Oh, and the list goes on. What I am beginning to say when I get impatient, oh, God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for what you're doing for this moment. I thank you for what you're doing right now. I'm good because you're with me. I'm good. You know everything. You're in control of everything. I'm good. I thank you because I know at its appointed time, it's set time, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. When we begin to say, God, this needs to happen, and say, God, speak to me. Thank you for giving me comfort. Thank you for helping me where I'm weak. My faith is weak. He'll help. And like, as I said earlier, there are days and times and situations we just have to go through. I remind some of us that we'll say, Lord, I did everything you told me to do, and this still happened. Dear Mother Dunlap says to me, Sister Lee, God's will must be done. You don't stop loving it. When you hit a hard place, yes, the knees will buckle, and yes, the wind will blow. But we have to lift our hands towards heaven and say, thy will be done, O God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. It's not an easy thing. Hallelujah. Bless your name. My sister shared something with me, and it was a tough spot, that place that she was in. She said with tears going rolling down her face, she knew that it was the hand of God that was moving. And less than a few, 2-3 years later, oh, my God, I'm telling you, oh, an explosion. Oh, glory to God. But she had to go through it. And he kept her, he God, for keeping each and every one of us. I thank God as we push to know our God. Spirit to spirit, glory. The scripture says that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. As we walk in this earth, our life worship him. And as we commune with him, spirit to spirit, we're in a higher place, a different place that impacts. Can impact the world differently. Just your presence, because your presence represents the presence of the living God, because he's in you. You change the atmosphere. You don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to say anything. You have to know that God is in here. Change the King of glory. Just walk there. Hallelujah. You don't become a part of it. It changes. It changes. Yes. His presence makes the difference. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And remember, there are some things that you feel God has chosen for you to do, and you didn't do it. It's never too late. Ask God. Or just say, here am I, Lord. Use me. Let him do it. Spend your special time with him. On the job, that's what we say, instead of the chit-chat and the water cooler conversation, just find a quiet place and meditate. Pick up a little pamphlet. Read the pamphlet. Pick up your Bible. Read. Turn to YouTube. It has the Bible on it. Someone is reading it. Do it. And sip on a nice hot cup. Share a cup of tea. It's all about sharing with a friend. And that friend is Jesus. He makes all the difference in the world. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins, he freely bears. What a privilege and an honor to carry everything to God in prayer. It may be rough, and it may be so good that if another thing happened good, you're just going to explode. Be kind. Don't be judgmental. Why this is happening to that person? Or what's taking them so long? They still going through? Leave it alone. Ask God to continue to strengthen them for their journey. It may be a journey that requires great preparation. Hallelujah. You're not God. Great preparation. And that you will see. Hallelujah. But pray for them along the way. God loves you. He cares so much for you. And he wants you to want to be in his presence. He wants you to want to know how he wants you to live. Yes. And that you want to live according to his way. We have so much information at our disposal. Without the Holy Ghost, it's useless. But just imagine when you sit. Scriptures that you have had problems with understanding, and you just ask the Holy Ghost to help you. What does this mean? While you're communing with the Godhead and watch what happens. Hallelujah. You're the branch, and he is the vine. Hallelujah. Everything that's in the Master is flowing in you. Choose this day to stay connected to the vine. Hallelujah. The winds may blow. I'll share this with you. They said that the majestic oaks are beautiful trees. But when the wind blows and the storms come, how they bow down and spread out and allow the storm to blow over. And once the storm has passed, they spread out and they just lift themselves up and spread out. That's who we are. We're like that. We bow down on our knees. Hallelujah. And we give it to our Master. We glorify him while we're bowed down. Hallelujah. And he hear us. He said, call on me. Call when you're in trouble. Call on him. He'll hear you and he'll answer you. And he'll show you great and mighty things. When you seek him with all your heart, even in the times of trouble, he'll show you great and mighty things that you know not of. All his treasure chest is filled with great and mighty things. Oh, Rama Shekonidia, our God is great and mighty. Awesome. He is the sovereign Lord, the absolute power and the absolute authority. He is majesty on high. Nothing is too hard for him. Hallelujah. Bless him. Choose to bless him with your walk. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Don't deframe it. Bless it with your walk, with your conversation. Bless it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He's good and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. What can I say today to encourage you to want to spend this wonderful time with your Father? Something you may be facing, that a decision. Just quiet place for a moment. And just speak to him. Simple, Lord, help me. I thank you for helping me. I thank you for giving me the right decision, eyes and my ears, to hear your voice clearly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he will do it. Don't just do it when you're going through, but when things are so good and you're walking in beautiful, lush, green pastures. where it's so nice and lush. And he speaks with you. And he tells you, you are his. The joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Hallelujah. Our God always wanted to have your ear, my ear, and our attention. He always wanted to be our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You can, with God in you, and you are aware of, and you are welcoming, and you are remembering that you are in union and fellowship with the Almighty God, can make a difference. Remember 2 Chronicles 7:14 are the ones who can truly make the difference in this earth. He says so. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and heal, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Hallelujah. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. There is no God like our God. Oh, how we need to remember that. Spend that wonderful quality time with him, and you'll never be made ashamed. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence, the presence of his glory, with exceedingly joy, the wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My brothers and my sisters, have a God-blessed day. Pray for me as I will pray for you. And as we continue to grow in this particular area of my life and faith, and I pray that it has made a difference in your life. God loves you. And until the next time, God bless.